Welcome back to the Healthy Life Expo and the Home Improvement Expo at the Minneapolis Convention Center. I got Angela's with me, and she's with Minnesota Seniors online. And certainly a number of questions I have for her, but first off, Angela, what is Minnesota Seniors Online?
What we are is we are a free resource service for seniors and family members, and our goal is to help you find whatever it is you're looking for. For instance, we put together a resource directory with all sorts of different companies that we pre-screen for you to make sure that they're reputable companies to work with, licensed where applicable, everything from attorneys to home health care, home improvement, transportation, and so on. We also have a senior housing directory that has your assisted living, memory care, independent living. For the seniors that can go online, the nice thing about our program is you don't have to be a member, you don't have to log in, you don't have to have a password. Everything that is part of our program is listed online. We have tons of other resources, phone numbers, links that can help you out with whatever it is you're looking for. We've got a great community events calendar that shows all the fun stuff going on around town as well. And for the seniors that don't go online and need some help, they don't know who to call, they can call our phone center and we will do a lookup for them if they have a specific need. And then we can either give them the information over the phone or we can mail it to them.
So where did this company start from? If it, Minnesota Seniors Online, how did it get going?
Well, it started about, I'm going to say, maybe 8 or 9 years ago. And just from that basic need that there's seniors out there that need help and a lot of people that are being taken advantage of. And so that's kind of how it started. It started out very small, Twin Cities, Maine area. And over the years, it has grown and expanded. And we've added new categories and new communities that service those categories every year and every week as we grow. So,
how do you determine if a company is actually reputable to be a part of this guide?
Well, our executive director, he does kind of a pre-screening with the company. We also are able to go online to the Better Business Bureau, make sure that they've got a good rating with the Better Business Bureau. We look up their license, if applicable, to make sure that they have a license in good standing. So we kind of do that initial pre-screen, but we always tell our seniors that, you know, they also want to do their own fact gathering and ask their own questions to make sure that they feel comfortable with whomever they're working with. You know, there's always the chance that we might miss something, but just knowing that we've kind of done that pre-screening for you, make sure that they have a good reputation in their community and so forth, the seniors feel very comfortable with that. So our directory has become very, very popular.
So if seniors are looking at to use a certain company and they're not sure, it's not in this guide, could they call you and say, can you check this guys out for me?
Yep, we can do that too. Well, what we will do then, if they're not part of our program, we'll just go to the Better Business Bureau. We'll let them know what their grade is, you know, especially for the seniors who can't go online and they don't know who to call. But we, you know, we let them know they're just because they're not part of our program doesn't mean they're not a good company. So,
well, it's interesting you have a program like this. So you have to be a senior to have this, because it seems like a lot of people could use this.
Yeah, no, it's for seniors and family members, because a lot of the family members are helping the seniors transition. Their parents might not go online, so the children are doing it and looking up resources. I had a lady come to my booth today saying she's looking for her parent now with snow coming and they need somebody to come out and snowplow their driveway and everything. So, you know, it's the family members and the caretakers that are helping the seniors.
Okay. So now, what do you have at your booth today here? I know you're here at the show because obviously you brought this to me, but what do you have at your booth today?
Well, basically what I'm doing is I'm handing out this printed resource directory. And so anybody can come over and pick it up. It's free for them to grab. If they don't want the directory, they can go right online and take a look at us online.
Well, that's very interesting. And how did you get involved with it, Angela?
I started with the company just about 6 years ago and just got a call from the executive director to be part of the team. So,
what's one of the most common questions you get?
Well, we get a lot of calls for plumbing.
Really?
Yes. Plumbing, attorneys, I think, are our biggest categories. Unfortunately, it's sad to say, but we do get a lot of calls for seniors that are basically living off of their Medicare and they don't have the resources to hire companies. So we do have other resources as well, like volunteer groups that will come out, you know, for instance, helping with the fall cleanup of their yard. Depending on where they live, there's a lot of different resources on our site that we can give out to them to help them, you know, for, even for the lower income seniors as well.
Angela's great. Minnesota Seniors Online is what it's called, and your guide to all kinds of things. It looks like it goes from A to Z. Even the Go Back page is short-term rehabilitation services. So, even more. There's transitional care and everything else in here.
Yep.
Interesting book. Can I have this?
Yes, you can.
Thank you very much, and good luck at the show.
Thank you so much.
That's Angela. She's with Minnesota Seniors Online, and make sure you check it out. If you're at the show, you should be here as well. It's till 5 o'clock today, Minneapolis Convention Center. She's actually on the far north wall, about halfway down, so that's where you can find her booth. Thank you, Angela. I appreciate it. This is Ned the Horse Runner for 1080 KYM. Radio from the Minneapolis Convention Center.